please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about your morals suck. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass. Right now I got up and started looking through all the bullshit in the world, and look at this fucking whore. She has her legs spread eagle and waiting for you to fuck her. Yes, look at the morals of these bitches. Do you think these are good morals? Well, if she was your own personal whore, who gives a fuck? But she's a community whore, so no dice, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. Yes, like we're in the subject of dumb bitches, I got a clip of a fucking guy who's non-Jewish and he calls himself a goy. You wonder why? Well, let me bring up that clip and you get to see that guy's douchebagginess. Let's bring it up. Yes, friends, first of all, you shouldn't get tattoos. Those things are not good. You're not only marking your body and giving your body extra bullshit to work on, but you put bullshit that you don't know what the fuck you're reading, it could say all kinds of shit. It probably says that you're a faggot or some bullshit. Yeah, you see dumbasses with Chinese characters on their fucking carcass. Stupid. Well, like we're talking about stupid, let this jackass say what he has to say. Let's roll the clip.
Excuse me, sir, are you Jewish? What the? Wow. When?
Yes, friends, this is the face of a fucking faggot. Look at that. Look at him. What a fucking weenie. Yeah, is this part of the white guilt thing that they talk about? Yes, if you're a white boy, don't let that shit get to you, because this is the shit that you'll end up doing. Yeah, if you're guilty, might as well suck a dick too, right? Oh, it's reparations. Anyways, let's continue.
You got that?
Guy. I am a bad guy, right?
Oh, look at this motherfucker. He thinks that being called a goy is not a bad word. Gee, to them, goy is like being called a nigger. To them, everyone's a nigger. Yeah, you white boy are nigger to Jews.
Hello?
Yes, that's what goya means. We're fucking animals to them. Yes, it doesn't matter the color of your skin. You could be white, black, brown, pink, orange, fucking with polka dots or whatever. If you're not Jewish, you're fucking an animal to them. So, yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Exactly. It means the nations.
Really? My understanding is that we're animals in human form. That we're created in human features or form or whatever you want to call it, because that's how we get to serve them. Yes, we're like a dog or a cow or something like that to them. That we get to make beef and leather out of our carcasses. Yes, it's funny that they use our organs inside their bodies. Even though we're unclean, they still use our organs for their fucking bitch-ass fucking bodies. Huh, whatever. Let's continue.
I want to hear the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, your wife is Jewish? Fucking, that makes fucking sense. You fucking retard. You fucking married the enemy, and that's why you're fucking with the goy bullshit. Yeah, you think that bitch fucking gives a shit about you? Yeah, it's like when a fucking black fucking dude is married to a white bitch. And when that white bitch gets mad at him, she calls him a nigger. Fucking stupid. This guy's a stupid asshole, but whatever. Fucking pussy, right? The power of pussy compels you. Anyways, let's continue.
Okay,
she's not particularly practicing.
Well, you got the guy could go that too.
Because everybody in her family, oh, the guy's gonna be here.
The guy will turn on the light on Shabbos.
What a faggot fucking slave. This guy was made to serve these fucking creatures. What a fucking bitch. Yeah, when they're fucking can't work lights and all that shit, you're the little fucking minion that does this shit, huh? Fucking when they can't cook or fucking do anything, you're right there doing their stuff for them? You fucking loser. You're a bitch. You fucking worm. But whatever. You see, friends, don't do this fucking shit. Especially for a fucking Jewish fucking cunt. Yeah, I bet he even fucking circumcised himself just so he could fit in. What a fucking loser. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I was the
shaman. That is so cute.
I opened up the refrigerator and everybody was like, oh, because the light goes on. Yeah.
Faggot, huh? Yeah, that guy's a bitch. But whatever, people do whatever fucking stupid things just for the power of pussy or whatever the fuck. But don't worry, it is what it is. And yeah, I got a clip of another guy that's talking about the bullshit that's happening in the world and then you fight people, and guess what happens? Well, let's play that clip.
I have made it clear to the Israeli leadership that I do not support their expansionist ideas. The indigenous people of that land have rights that cannot be ignored.
Well, according to the Brave browser, that Kennedy wasn't going after the Federal Reserve. But yeah, he was doing an executive order to handle that shit, so who knows, right? It's in the past, but who's the one that got shot in the end, right? So whatever, let's continue.
We must find a fair solution, not one dictated by any single group.
I don't care who killed JFK. I mean, I do, because it's really interesting, but I noticed that
Are you gonna trust this guy giving you information saying that there's no conspiracy theory, that my eyebrows are telling you that it's all fucking lies? You could trust me. I look fucking honest, right? Right? Whatever, dude. I just know that your sister has some nice titties and I like to fuck her. Yeah, man, I could be like the other guy and I could get a tattoo saying go in my fucking wrist, too. Yay! Anyways, let's continue.
The calendar says 2025 and he was killed in 1963.
America is significantly underwriting the Israeli government $4 billion a year. We as American taxpayers deserve answers to this.
Yes, we do deserve answers for all kinds of things, but these motherfuckers will never tell you. They'll tell you all this different fucking bullshit to distract you. Yeah, these motherfuckers are dirtbags, but that's the world that we live in, so whatever, right? Let's continue.
Was there a stand down order? Was there a stand down order? 6 hours? I don't believe it. I mean, we paid for this. What are we buying, right?
Guess what? We bought bullshit. Yeah, these people tell us that the fucking sky is fucking green with purple polka dots, and we're fucking stupid, and we believe them. So, yeah, that's why these cocksuckers do what they do. Because they think you and I, we're stupid. Are we? Well, we kind of proved their fucking point, so yeah, once you open your eyes and clean your ears and use your brain, and maybe, just maybe, you could see the bullshit. It's an idea, but whatever, let's continue.
I got smeared as a Jew hater, an anti-Semite, and conspiracy theorist because I said exactly what I just said, and I refused to back down despite all the smears thrown at me. Because I learned during COVID. I learned when they told us that it came from a bat in the Himalayas.
Yes, what I learned is that people would lie to you, thinking that you're fucking stupid, that you're not gonna realize their fucking lies. But then after a while, it becomes a fucking pattern and you could see this as clear as day. So yeah, in the end, who's stupid? You for fucking following it or you for fucking not following it? I don't know. These people are just fucking ridiculous in my opinion. But whatever, let's continue.
I learned when they told us the vaccine was safe and effective. I learned when they told us that ivermectin was horse paste, that you better keep asking questions because it's the only thing that keeps us free. Great.
Yes, friends, and you just saw what happened to good old Charlie. He got shot in the neck or whatever because people, they like him saying the truth. Yes, I say the truth too, but I'm not shocked. Not yet anyways, because I'm not gonna show who or what I am. Because then you're right here doing your thing and then all of a sudden you get fucked. Yes, and you wanna end up like that? No, I don't want to get fucked because then you get all twisted and shit. So yes, friends, don't be stupid like these people. You be strong and smart and just level up because if you don't, fucking A, man, the world is fucking shit. So yeah, just do what you need to do, friends. So when stuff does happen, you know what to do. Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
I need some information and fast. There's a woman in trouble.
You mean Mary, the boxer's wife who was just kidnapped?
Right. You know anything about it?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. She's in big trouble. She's being held by Martin's goon, Luca.
What's a goon, Luca?
No, Luca Burnett, Martin's henchman.
Right. Where are they?
It's a big city. Could be most any place. You might want to try Jim's gym.
Thanks, Jim. I'll be in touch.
It's a bypass operation, Johnny. So? The guy has a history of sinus bradycardia. I wouldn't know anything about it. You got him on atropine? Of course. Do a midline thoracotomy, strip the sap in his vein, be careful not to puncture the myocardium.